This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 55 central members and 30 lawmakers of the proposed CPN, Unified Socialist Party, sign verification for party registration. CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli urges leaders and cadres to return to mainstream. Health Ministry assures protection despite delayed second dose of COVID vaccine. And UNICEF warns that 10 million children in Afghanistan are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance. Now the news in detail. 55 central members and 30 lawmakers of the proposed Communist Party of Nepal Unified Socialist reached the Election Commission yesterday for the party verification. The commission had called the members and lawmakers of the party from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. yesterday to be present at the commission with necessary documents. As per the ordinance related to the political party, the proposed CPN Unified Socialist Party needed the support of 41 central members and 31 lawmakers or 31 lawmakers to be recognized as a political party. After the verification, party leader Rajendra Pandey said the central committee would be formed within a few days and the party would move ahead organizing the national convention. He also confirmed the verification of party's membership by senior leader Jalanath Khanal from Nepali embassy in New Delhi. Likewise, the law leaders and lawmakers of the proposed Democratic Socialist Party Nepal reached the election commission to verify their names for the party registration. After the verification yesterday, leader Sarat Singh Bhandari said 14 lawmakers and 17 Central Working Council members had signed the document for the new party registration. CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli has vowed to implement the 10-point proposal to resolve the intra-party disputes. Addressing a press conference organized to unveil the decisions of the party's standing committee yesterday, Chair Oli said now the party would focus on its stature and general convention. Chair Oli stated that there was a tremendous effort in the past to keep the party intact and thanked all those contributing to the party unity. He urged the CPN UML's all party leaders and cadres, including the Madhav Nepal led faction who have formed a new party, to return to the mainstream. Home Minister Bal Krishna Khad has inquired about the progress made in the construction of the Bhairahawa International Airport. Secretary at the Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Ministry, Yadav Prasad Koirala, and Director General of the Civil Aviation Authority, Rajan Pokhrel, briefed Home Minister Khad about the progress of the under-construction airport yesterday. They said all the required buildings and physical infrastructures had been constructed and its finishing work was underway. They further projected that the airport could be inaugurated in 3 months once the Indian team completed its work. The Ministry of Health and Population has said anti-COVID-19 vaccines would remain effective even after receiving the second dose in 9 months period. Speaking at a press briefing yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudel clarified that the recent studies showed effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccines despite long gap between the two doses. Spokesperson Paudel said Nepal had procured almost 11.4 million doses of vaccine so far, while 8.8 million doses had been administered to the people. He also informed that the government was preparing to vaccinate one-third of the country's population by mid-September and the entire population by mid-April next year. The Ministry of Health and Population yesterday recorded a total of 2,482 new cases of COVID-19 in the country. Similarly, 1,781 corona patients recovered from the COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. The ministry also reported 44 corona-related deaths yesterday. With this, the number of people dying from coronavirus infection has reached 10,612. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampa Busal has urged the concerned authorities to focus on research and weather forecasting for understanding the impact of climate change. Inspecting the office of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology at Babar Mahal, Kathmandu, yesterday, Minister Bhusal highlighted the need for collaboration with organizations having the same objectives and goals and to make the department's work more scientific and factual, stating that climate change was the result of developed countries' industrial activities. Bhusal argued that small countries like Nepal had to bear the brunt of climate change. She said that the Department of Meteorology and Hydrology should incorporate the effects of monsoon-induced disasters such as soil erosion, flood and landslides, among others, in their studies and research. The fifth meeting of the Nepal-Thailand Joint Commission held virtually yesterday took stock of overall state of bilateral relations and trade between Nepal and Thailand. The meeting also exchanged views on further promoting cooperation between the two countries. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that delegations led by Foreign Secretary Bharatraj Baudil and Permanent Secretary for Foreign Affairs of Thailand Thani Thong Pakdi discussed the challenges posed by the COVID-19 on the lives and livelihoods of people of both the countries and agreed to work together in combating the pandemic. The two sides also exchanged views on enhancing cooperation at regional level, including through BIMSTEC. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. The United States and United Kingdom have warned its citizens to move away from Afghanistan's Kabul airport and avoid traveling there due to security threats. Both countries issued alerts late yesterday as thousands of people are still waiting inside and outside the airport waiting to fly out. More than 82,000 have been airlifted from Kabul, which fell to the Taliban 10 days ago. Countries are rushing to evacuate people by a 31st August deadline. The Taliban has opposed extending the deadline but also promised to allow foreigners and Afghans to leave the country beyond 31st, according to the U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. In an alert on Wednesday, the U.S. State Department told those waiting at the Abbey Gate, East Gate or North Gate to leave immediately. UNICEF Afghanistan has warned that 10 million children in Afghanistan are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance. UNICEF said children in Afghanistan already survived on humanitarian assistance and approximately a million are expected to suffer from life-threatening malnutrition this year. As the crisis deepens, the United Nations World Food Programme seeks $200 million in food aid for Afghanistan with Executive Director of WFP David Beasley saying one-third of the Afghan population could face food insecurity. Meanwhile, the World Bank has suspended aid to Afghanistan, freezing hundreds of millions in funding. It has provided $5.3 billion since 2002 and has 27 projects there. Last week, the International Monetary Fund also blocked the delivery of payments to Afghanistan. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning in Province No. 1, Province No. 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumini Province and Sudar Paschim Province, with chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Gandaki and Lumini Provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines, once again. 55 central members and 30 lawmakers of the proposed Communist Party of Nepal Unified Socialists sign verification for party registration. CPNUML Chair KP Sharma Oli urges leaders and cadres to return to mainstream. Health Ministry assures protection despite delayed second dose of COVID-19 vaccine. And UNICEF warns that 10 million children in Afghanistan are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.